caused by self-destructive actions of our currently dominant species, termination of life as we know it, will be dictated by relatively well-understood and predictable astrophysical and atmospheric processes, unless unforeseeable cosmic events, such as an asteroid impact or a nearby gamma-ray burst, act to bring about a premature end. We know, for instance, that in approximately 5 billion years, as our sun expands tremendously to become a red giant star, Earth will be scorched and may even be engulfed by the sun's expanding envelope. Complex multicellular life will become extinct much earlier, about a billion years hence, as Earth's biosphere perilously declines due to the rising temperatures associated with the late stages in the sun's evolution. The origin of life, on the other hand, is still veiled in mystery. While enormous progress has been achieved in understanding the building blocks of biology, we still don't know what precisely it was that caused life to spontaneously emerge, or how the very first cells suddenly came into existence. As British chemist John Sutherland puts it, all we can say about that momentous point in time at which chemistry gave birth to biology is that life appeared out of the blue. Wittily, Sutherland was also referring to the blue associated with cyanide, which, as we shall see, played a crucial role in the origin of life. Intimately related to the origin of life puzzle is another question, which has intrigued humans at least since the time of the Pythagoreans of ancient Greece. Are we alone in the universe? Or in its more modern, somewhat more practical incarnation, is our galaxy as filled with life as many sci-fi creations would have you believe? In other words, we would like to know whether humanity is finally about to end the loneliness of its sojourn in the Milky Way. While one of us is an astrophysicist and the other a chemist biologist, we have both been fascinated by these cosmic riddles throughout our entire scientific careers. We have been intrigued by these questions, yes, but for quite some time we couldn't do much more than wonder, because until fairly recently, these questions were deemed to be intractable, insoluble in our lifetime, perhaps even only on the fringe of science. They tended to be relegated to that far too difficult category. This situation has dramatically changed in the last 3 decades. The attempts to answer these precise questions, how did life on Earth begin? Are we alone in the Milky Way? Have become two of the most vibrant and dynamic frontiers of scientific investigation. Remarkably, the answers to these inquiries hinge on a third question, one that is relatively simple to formulate, certainly well-defined, and most definitely answerable, in principle at least. How likely is it for life to emerge on the surface of a potentially habitable planet? This last question is being addressed by two completely distinct and largely independent lines of research. First, current laboratory studies are aimed at determining whether biology can indeed emerge from pure chemistry. Second, much of astronomy is devoted to the search for unambiguous signs of life on other planets or moons, either in the solar system or around other stars. Both of these approaches are currently attracting strong interest and are the subjects of enthusiastic efforts by dedicated communities of scientists. In fact, the search for life on planets around stars other than the Sun, extrasolar planets, is now a consensus goal of the astronomical community in the United States, as outlined in a report released in November 2021 by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. We, the authors, humbly participate, each one in his own discipline, in these quests. One of the key points we want to highlight in this book is that pursuing the origin of life on Earth and the search for extraterrestrial life are two scientific aspirations with a powerful, symbiotic relationship. Success in one would provide an extremely encouraging clue and a strong motivation for the other. The reason is simple. If we can find a pathway to life from chemistry in the lab, it means that there is a fair chance that nature, with its huge arsenal of diverse environments and eons at its disposal, can perhaps do it too, maybe even at numerous places in the cosmos, including in our home galaxy, the Milky Way. Moreover, if we could comprehensively understand a compelling sequence of events, processes, and environmental conditions that may have been involved in the origin of life on Earth, we could much better gauge how likely or unlikely it is for life to spontaneously pop up on other planets or moons.